Media day is upon us. Countdown to the season. He's the quarterback. I think a lot of you remember him from his playing days locally. Welcome in Justin Herbert. Justin, how's things going?
I'm really excited to be here. I think we got a great team this year and looking forward to it.
You know, being a local guy who was really good at two sports in high school, you know, you became the starter midway through 2016. Your family, your friends, your buddies, as you make your way around town, maybe go to dinner, a movie, I mean, are you at the point now where it's like somebody's going to come up to you and ask about Duck football? Or could occasionally you kind of sneak in and out and just have a regular meal?
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. I think I'm able to go around Eugene, and it's really not too bad. I think you get the occasional couple questions about football, but overall, it hasn't been too bad. I've enjoyed it.
So you're taking fashion questions and your direction from Schooler now?
Yeah, he's... Yeah, so he's a guy that's held me to my word for growing my hair out. So,
was it a bet or something or a dare?
It kind of started out as a joke, and things kind of developed, and he just said that you got to keep growing it out, and I told him that I'd be a man of my word.
That's good to know. Knowing this program like you do, and we've seen photos when you were a young guy loving the Ducks. If when you stepped on the field for Washington in 2016, knowing the stability this program had had in its coaching staff, somebody told you by the time 2018 rolls around, you'd have a third head coach in 3 years, how surprised you think you would have been?
Be really surprised, especially with the stability that the Oregon program has had for so long. But what we found out was we got a tough team, guys that came together, and we've had our ups and our downs, but we've stuck together, and I think we're on the right path right now.
When you took over, obviously, it was still the blur offense, then Coach Tags with the Gulf Coast version, and we've heard from Coach Cristobal kind of, you know, maybe more physical, not necessarily all about tempo. When you guys take the field against Bowling Green in 27 days, do you think the average fan or media member or observer will notice stylistically that it's that much different?
I don't think it'll be that much different. I think it'll be really similar. We're still going to try and go as fast as we can, get the ball to the guys that make the plays. Just overall, I think with what we did with Coach Feld bringing him in, and he's done a great job with the weight room, and I think just overall strength is something that we really improved on.
Now, when a season ends, you obviously get together with your coaches, head coach, position coach, and you want to talk about things you're going to work on that off season leading up to this year. What were some of the things, be it physically or other characteristics, that they wanted you and you wanted yourself to work on to be better for 2018?
Alongside physicality, I think consistency was a big one. Just playing consistently and not getting too high, not getting too low. Just finding that happy medium and just working with the guys and staying confident and staying in a spot that allows us to win.
Another great tradition here has been playmaking tight ends. You know, go back to Justin Wilcox, Ed Dixon, Paulson, and I get it's early in camp, but be it Breland, McCormick, maybe some of the lesser known guys. What do you like about your tight ends?
They're really athletic. They're a great group of guys, and they're one of the hardest working groups on our team. And a guy like Cam McCormick has done a great job this offseason, as well as Jake Breland, who I don't think either one of them has missed a workout or a throwing session that isn't really mandatory. And so those guys, they've been there every time, and really excited to see what they can do this year.
Now, your fellow quarterbacks, you know, not long ago, you were the freshman. You know, Tyler Shuck comes here very highly touted at 6'5". You know, he's almost as tall as you are. He got here early, played in the spring. What could you tell us about his skill set?
He's a really good quarterback. He's a guy that came in early and learned the offense just like that. And he's a guy that throws the ball really well, really smart, and he's a guy that I've got complete trust in.
Obviously, with Royce Freeman gone, he's what we would call more of a traditional power runner, a physical runner. It seems the group here, maybe not the traditional size, but you know, you have some guys that have played some good football. What could you tell us about the caliber of this running back group?
I think they're an exceptional group of guys as well. I think a guy like Tony Brooks James, who's been here, this will be his fourth, fifth year, and he's about as fast as it gets, and he's added a bunch of weight this offseason and looks really impressive. And a guy like CJ Verdell, who who redshirted last year, is going to make a big impact this year.
And lastly, your receiving core. We know Nelson is gone. You bring back a bunch of guys who played a lot of ball, you know, be it Dylan or Jalen Redd, Schooler. What pops about this group of guys who are going to be your targets on the outside?
They're really athletic. I think all four of those guys, they can be moved around, and they're really versatile. And a guy like Brendan Schooler, who played defense, is coming to the offensive side. I'm glad he's on our side of the ball now. But he's a guy that's done a great job this offseason, and just got done talking about him. But I couldn't stress it more. He's done a great job, and really excited to see him.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who's been around here since the 60s, and he told me I needed to pass this along to you. The sideline and the ground are your friends. Stay healthy.
Yep.
Hey, I appreciate your time, Justin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Be well. Have a great season. Your Duck quarterback, Justin Herbert, got a chance to chat him up at Media Day. We'll take a break. Back, more sports talk, 95.3 The Score.